A book review. The book, Living with Louise, that is L-E-W-Y apostrophe S, Empowering Today's Dementia Caregiver, a revolutionary new survival guide for all caregivers, especially caregivers of patients with dementia with Lewy bodies, Alzheimer's, and other dementias. The authors, Amy J. Throop and Gerald S. Throop. That last name is spelled T-H-R-O-O-P. The publisher is Condo Books, and they are located in Boyne City, Michigan. That's B-O-Y-N-E, City, Michigan. Let us go now to the introduction to get an idea of what is involved in this book. A common belief is that dementia diagnoses means total disaster and loss of self. This simply is not true. Many times, patients are affected in only certain areas and remain whole in others. In fact, with comprehensive care, the condition can be very slow, and the patient may have years left in which life can be enjoyable. The good years shouldn't be squandered in paralyzing fear of the illness. Living with Louise, Empowering Today's Dementia Caregiver, is written to support caregivers and help patients live life as fully as possible, even though they have disabilities. Living with Louise is organized so that caregivers can find empowering information when needed. It's not a book to be read once and then left on the shelf. First, read it and make yourself familiar with the table of contents. When you experience a problem, use the table of contents to locate information that might be helpful. For example, if there is an eating problem, look at food management methods in Chapter 15. When you become familiar with the table of contents, you can quickly find the answers you're looking for. Also, if you have difficulty locating information, don't forget to use the index. Second, if this is your book, don't be afraid to jot notes down in it. So, what do we have here? Let us look at the table of contents now to get an idea of all that is involved in this book, which is very filled with information, and as I said before, an excellent book for anybody in pastoral care. Chapter 1, What is Dementia with Louie's Bodies? Chapter 2, Warning Signs of Dementia. Chapter 3, Getting Organized. 4, Seeking Professional Help. 5, Deciding to Home Care. 6, The Family Meeting and Care Option Discussions. 7, Entering the Court System. 8, Safeguarding and Managing Patient Finances. 9, Support Systems for Caregivers. 10, Care Options, Alternatives to Home Care. 11, Medications and Associated Problems. 12, Professional Disconnect, Recognizing and Remedying. 13, Personal Management Tips for the Caregiver. 14, Care Management Methods for Patients. 15, Food Management. 16, Exercise, Occupational and Physical Therapy. 17, Managing Social Activities. 18, Home Healthcare Aids. 19, Safety Tips. And 20, My Mother Then and Now. As you can see, it covers the wide gamut of all that is involved with somebody in dementia and what it means to be a caregiver to this person. Now I have chosen a section, which, by the way, I have come across this very problem just recently in giving counsel to a caregiver. It's titled Potential Problems During the Family Meeting, Problem Characters in the Family, the Obstructive Person. You should be aware that during a family meeting, everyone will have their own agenda, and if a relative wants to use the situation for their personal gain, that person will be very insistent in their demands, which may run counter to the expectations and desires of the majority of the family members. Now here we're talking about members getting together and saying, what are we going to do with mom? What are we going to do with dad? What are we going to do with this person or that person now that they're in dementia? We have here a little anecdote, and it is Sally's experience. Sally's experience is not unique among families. She was confronted with the following situation. Her father was elderly and having problems caring for himself and his finances. He discussed his problem with another member of the family, telling that family member he couldn't understand his finances anymore. He suffered confusion understanding numbers, such as when his taxes were filed or his checkbook was balanced. He told his daughter he could hear what she was saying about his money, but he just couldn't understand what it meant. This was not normal since he had been a successful businessman for decades. Sally, the youngest of six siblings, had been selected by her father before he became ill to have his power of eternity, of an attorney. The rest of the family approved, and she took care of her father's finances, including writing checks for all his bills and caring for his investments. Sally reported to us that as her father's mental condition deteriorated, one brother decided he could use the situation to his own financial advantage and tried several schemes to obtain his father's money. He talked his father into asking the other siblings to each contribute a fairly large sum of money each month for the father's care, which was not needed since the father was quite well off financially. The other children were told to make checks payable to the brother, and he would handle everything. The brother said he would pay his father's bills and see to the father's care. Since everyone in the family knew the father was clearly not in need of financial help, it was quite obvious to everyone that the brother was taking advantage of his father's deteriorating mental condition to take control of his finances. Fortunately, one of the other brothers came forward and firmly told his brother that Sally had been taking care of their father's finances for several years, and she would continue to be in charge. Further, since the family had confidence in Sally's honesty and ability, if financial help was needed, it would be sent to her. Sally now understands that the reason the family continually has had problems arise was because of a lack of communication and family meetings. The book goes on to tell us now, you should also be aware that sometimes family meeting situations can be very volatile when it comes to the care of a relative. It may not only be the patient who has trouble accepting the fact that they have dementia. Children responses may not want to accept the fact that a family member is suffering from such a physical or mental frailty. Issues that may have been dormant in a family member's mind, such as jealousies, resentments, or wrongs, real or imagined, may come to the surface and erupt an angry outburst during the family meeting where the patient's condition is brought forth and openly discussed. A family meeting is essential to establish communication within a family for the purpose of finding optimal care for your loved one. The family meeting must include, for ethical, moral, and legal reasons, every member of the family, including the spouse and children. Including all family members in a meeting helps to avoid confusion, misunderstanding, anger, hurt feelings, and can unite the family in its effort to help your loved ones. So there we have some very sage advice, since family feuds do often take front stage when a beloved one in the family is struck with dementia. I again would highly recommend this book. I think it has some very sage advice that comes from a lot of experience and study. Amen.